When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Mino Studio is a pre- and post-production facility for all of your audio needs. Mino Studio's founder is an accredited audio engineer with top 40 and indie album credits. With over 30 years of music industry experience, Mino Studio can take your podcast from idea to reality. Contact Mino Studio at minostudio777@gmail.com for more information. That's Mino Studio spelled M-E-N-O, minostudio777@gmail.com. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes, not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is, what is the property worth? In this episode, I'm going to talk about how do you value a property? How do you determine what a property is worth? As you're searching out, trying to find those deals to buy, how do you know if it's a good price or if it's not a good price or what to offer on that property? Those are key to really being successful in real estate investing. So I'm going to give you an overview here of the three main ways that value is determined. I'm not going to get a lot into ratios because I did that in my earlier episode on analyzing rental properties. And it was a three-part series, and I did go a lot more into detail on ratios. But I want to give you kind of an overview from a different perspective. I'm actually looking at on my computer screen here the appraisal for the 22-unit property we purchased in Indianapolis. And this is really the document that the banks look at and your investors look at to assess what the value is of this property. So the appraisal is key. And it's not always the final word. You can contest that and ask for a second appraisal and so forth, and you know that is done. But generally, the first appraisal is the sort of the final word. There are three main areas that are looked at in terms of assessing the value. As I'm looking right now, I see this is the table of contents and it has a lot of great data in here. When you get your appraisal, it's something you want to hold on to because they talk about market analysis and, you know, the area, a lot of details about your property that you might not have known. All of these things are in this document. In this particular appraisal, there are three key areas that were assessed, and this is pretty traditional and this is pretty common. Cost approach, the sales comparison approach, and the income capitalization approach. The cost approach is very simply is what's the actual value of this building and this land? And these are the factors that county assessors look at when they come up with how much to tax you on your property. So there's a land value. If there's no building on it, what's the land value looking in comparison to other properties there and what they've sold for you? They come up with a land value. Then they look at the building itself, the structure, and look at what would it take to replace that. Now, in the assessment that was done for our property, you know, that price, that amount was about double the amount that they actually assess the property at. And I think the reason for that is it's an older building in 1925. It's all brick. And to actually have a new building made out of brick, it would be very expensive. And I think it was even low. I think they assessed it somewhere around 750 or something like that. I would say that that's low because there's just amazing brickwork throughout if you really, really did try to duplicate the building. But that's the cost approach. And it doesn't factor a lot into what the building's priced at, but it is a factor that's included in the appraisal. The next one, sales comparison approach, is what you're probably most familiar with if you've bought a home at any given time. Those are the sales comps. Your building is compared to other buildings in the area that are sold recently, and they will come up with a price per square foot, for example, that you could compare these various buildings to each other and look at where you stand in relation to that. And then finally, the income capitalization approach is a factor that takes into account the rents, how much the rents are in comparison to cap rates and some other ratios that go into that. On my website, I have a 3-minute rental property analyzer that is free. If you just go on the website, it'll be a pop-up there and you can plug in to have that sent to you. It's basically an Excel spreadsheet, but one of the factors on it is the value of the property. And again, I use this income capitalization approach for the value sell that's there. So when you're looking at properties, a lot of properties at one time, and this is just a quick analysis, but you can get a ballpark idea of the value of the property. So if you're looking at something that's priced for $1 million, but that little sell says it's maybe worth 1.5 million, then you can just, look a little bit deeper to see if that number is really close to where it's supposed to be. But you have to look at all of these together, the sales comparison and the income capitalization in conjunction with each other to really come up with a good idea of value. And there are a number of factors that go into that and that the appraiser uses to determine those things. It's really important that we take the time to learn what an appraisal looks like. If you can get a hold of an appraisal, that would be great. And you could actually go through it and get an idea of the details and how they calculate. They even come up with the cap rate for the area and use that in the assessment of the income capitalization. So there are some good data that's available there. If you do listen to those other episodes, it might be a good refresher for you. There you will find the formulas, the ratios to be able to assess the value. There are a number of different factors that come into it: gross rent multiplier, cap rate, ROI. All these factors can be used together in a way that will allow you to make that assessment. Okay, so if you look at these various approaches, you will be able to come up with a good idea of what the value of that property is. And again, this is key. This is key for negotiations with the seller working again, to try to get the best price you can for this property. It's also going to help you in doing your projections. If you're looking at value add deals, you're going to be increasing rent, you're going to be improving the property, you're going to be doing a lot of things that are going to affect the value. And you have to be able to know, starting out, what the value of that property is at the time that you purchase it. So I hope that helps you. Again, as I mentioned, this is just a real rough overview, but I want you to start thinking in those terms. Really get in there and do your homework. Find other properties in the area and what they sell for. You can find that on county websites. You can also talk to your broker and realtors, to the people that you're working with, to give you the comps in the area as well. There's a lot of resources out there for you. Find out what rents are. I remember when I wanted to find out the rents for my property, I literally called each apartment building in the area and asked what the price was for each of the units that were comparable to the units in my building, and came up with a spreadsheet and a grid to be able to come up with what I thought I could get in rent for that. I was real fortunate. We were under market in our rents. That's been part of our value add play, as you'll see in previous episodes. Well, that is it for today. Please note that everything I've talked about here will be included in the show notes on my website, olddogsreinetwork.com, dog spelled D-A-W-G-S. There's a section called blog, and in that are the show notes. So just look for episode 052 entitled, What is the Property Worth? So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
Now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.